This is Dakota Datebook for August 1st. 20 years after the Civil War, concerns were growing about the welfare of aging veterans. In 1887, Congress set aside land in states and territories for the construction of homes that would care for Union veterans. And in 1891, the North Dakota legislature authorized the construction of such a home. The facility opened on this date in 1893. Civil War veterans were held in high esteem, and states had made efforts to provide care prior to the opening of soldiers' homes. Counties often paid settlers to take in veterans, but this could be expensive, and the level of care was sometimes suspect. Another option was for veterans to wind up in a poorhouse. No one thought this was appropriate, but the options were limited prior to the government-supported soldiers' homes. North Dakota constructed a state-of-the-art facility. The accommodations were generous, and clothing was furnished for any veteran making less than $8 a month. Veterans were given a comfortable bed in a dormitory and excellent meals in a pleasant dining room. Sunday services were held each week in the home's chapel. There was also a library with plenty of reading material. The home even provided writing paper and envelopes so veterans could correspond with family and friends. A doctor made rounds every morning, and two nurses were on staff. The home was self-supporting in the early days. Residents received a wage for working the home's farm operations, doing laundry, and performing tasks like housekeeping. As they aged, the system was clearly not sustainable, so civilian employees were hired to do the work. One newspaper described a visit to a soldier's home saying, "The Great War, in which these men took part, seems shadowy and remote as the years roll by, and the visitor sees them as they are today, old men, feeble and gray." Today, the Soldier's Home, now known as the North Dakota Veterans Home, is updated and modern. It still provides care for veterans who, as in the early days of the state, are still held in high esteem. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.